You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it up.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks is my personal handle, at Locked On Brewers, the show handle, or Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers to check out all of our action here on social media and the Locked On Podcast Network as well. We're going to talk with Matt Pauly again today, part two of our interview with Matt Pauly. Get into a little bit deeper the effects, all the possibilities, which I do find, again, this is not in a yay way or I'm so excited about it way by any means. I just find the distraction maybe and just the way this is going to move forward pretty fascinating, as you would any sports, you know, as a distraction to real life, right? As a way to entertain ourselves, as a way to follow a hobby, follow a passion. That's what we do here. And no different in this case. We're delayed while we have to be, and that makes total sense. But when baseball comes back, and we do expect it to come back here this summer, well, what are they going to do? You know, there's a lot of different scenarios here and a lot of different ways this could play out, and nobody, of course, is sure how. We have to figure out how long the season is going to be first, and we just don't know. We don't have any idea what that's going to look like. Is it 4th of July, as Tom Haudricourt has kind of hinted at from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel? Is it mid-May? Is it Memorial Day weekend? Is it June? Does it go past the 4th of July? And if so, is the season actually in danger? You know, I mean, again, I don't think so, but it's not like I'm going to be surprised if the whole kit and caboodle gets canceled. It would suck. But I wouldn't be totally surprised because, you know, this thing is, we're talking about 18 months for the virus to work its way through. Now, if we do a good job, and it appears as though most of us are doing a good job, social distancing, not going out, staying in, et cetera, well, maybe the curve will be controlled to the point where they feel like they can play games. But what's really interesting is I think the possibility grows and grows, and you'll hear me talk about this with Matt Pauly in our interview as well of WTMJ Radio. I think the possibility is becoming more and more real that they play in front of no fans, which if you're a Brewer, it hurts you more from an organizational standpoint than other teams because the Brewers depend probably more heavily as a small market team on their tremendous gate. Than other teams might. It's important for every team, of course, but you lose gate, you lose concessions. It's tough. Plus, the atmosphere is going to be awfully strange. You know, do you play in these empty big stadiums or do you play in smaller ballparks? Same thing goes with the NBA, which I think is going to be a fascinating thing to watch. Is there going to come a point in time with baseball and the NBA and hockey, the three sports that, you know, have seasons to go here before the fall starts? Is it going to be a time when they deem that you know, there's enough of 100 people can gather in a spot, especially if they're most of them are young and athletic the way that professional athletes are, and that they can take the risk and they can play? And the networks would love that. I would love it because you'd have TV, you know, sports back on TV. The people who are working from home and having to curtail their lifestyle would love it, which is the vast majority of Americans, casual sports fans to intense sports fans. I think they'd all love it because you'd have something to watch. You know, by the time another month, 6 weeks rolls by, we're going to be tired of binge-watching Downton Abbey or whatever whatever you're binge-watching on TV, you know, Netflix. So you're going to want another form of entertainment, and that could be it, even if there are no fans there. So Matt Pauly and I get into that, and also the, you know, not too much, but the whole salary situation and the service time. And, man, there's a lot of issues to unpack if this thing drags out into June. So we'll touch on that and how it affects the Brewers. Look, do the Brewers, as I suggested in an earlier podcast, do they have an advantage because of potential roster expansion, because of the way that they manage their club in a shortened season? Does that give the Brewers more of an advantage than other clubs? We're in a 162-game schedule. You're worried about the, you know, attrition rate of your pitching staff, but maybe in a 100-game schedule you're not as much anyway. And, you know, can you use your bullpen a little bit more aggressively in that scenario? You know, interesting to kind of figure that out and how the Brewers will prepare for this as well. Can they, as the smart people, because the Brewers are regarded as one of the smartest organizations, right, in baseball, with David Stearns at the top and Craig Counsell working in simpatico, can they figure out a way to be smarter than the other teams and how they get ready for the season? I don't know. I mean, that's going to be a hindsight thing. Because their strategy will work or it won't. And if the Brewers contend and get into the playoffs this year on a shortened season, we might look back and say, they're genius. They're just geniuses over there. You know, or we might not. But we'll talk about that as well. So that's all ahead. Matt Pauly of WTMJ Radio, part two of our interview, is up next. You're Locked On Brewers. Of course, we're in the era of smart things, smartphones, smart cars. How about smart scales? Yeah, I'm talking about withings. They produce the world's finest and first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. So lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option. Withings does. It means you need to have your phone on, but with Withings Body Plus, it gives you the weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. Quite something. Here's the deal. Get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com/MLB to get 25% off body plus body composition scale. That's withings, withings.com/MLB and get 25% off body plus body composition scale. All right, we're going to pick up part two of our conversation with Matt Pauly, WTMJ Radio, Brewers Extra Innings Podcast. You can find it on any major podcast platform. And I start by asking Matt about the Brewers and the shortened season and how they are going to prepare. So I was trying to kind of speculate this on the podcast yesterday because it's kind of fun now in the absence of anything else going on to try and you know, spitball about what is going to happen here with a shortened season. Because I originally know they were talking about extending the season out. I just think it's a terrible idea. They're not going to be able to do it if it goes into May or June. You're going to have a shortened big league season. Advantage Brewers in that sense with all the fiddling they can do and their with their roster, or am I just dreaming too much?
Let me throw this back on you. What's the roster? Is it going to be a 26-man roster, or do you think it's going to be an expanded roster in that scenario?
If it's an expanded roster, I would think it'd only be, you know, for a few weeks. So I don't know how big of, I guess if it's let's say worst case scenario, and hopefully this is the worst case scenario, they can't start till July, because I know, you know, Tom Haudricourt was kind of saying that a little bit as well. So then that's a 100-game season, and if that's the first 3 weeks, and then you expand the rosters again, even only to 28 in September, well, and the Brewers have a higher percentage of the season where they have an expanded roster, and we've seen that they've been really good when the roster is expanded last couple of years. So then I would say yes, expand, you know, advantage Brewers. But I don't know. That's one of the big questions, right? Are they going to be able to? What are the rule changes going to be in this scenario? Plus, how will the schedule be affected? Are you going to have even divisional play? Are they going to be able to manipulate games, or is it just going to be pick up on the schedule, basically, where, you know, it's already set in place? There's so many questions I think that are going to need to be answered, and I know I'm going well beyond your question, but I just think it's a fascinating thing to try and see how they sort it all out. But, you know, if they do expand, I do give an advantage to them. But even at 26, let's just say that, you know, they're a team that, you know, maybe can, I think, you know, be a little better than play a little over their heads, let's say, in a shortened schedule. And I'm theorizing here just because maybe you're not so worried about fatigue and, you know, they're starting pitching and some of the guys that you want to lean on a little bit. Maybe it's not as big a factor that you have to make them last 162 games. You know, that's where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah, and I guess what would concern me, and you're right about the other, I mean, even things like service time, how's that going to work out when you're not on 160? We could talk for an hour about all the different things that could end up happening with this. The thing that concerns me, though, is I think this is a team that when you look at its starting pitching, they ask guys to go 5 innings, and then they go to the bullpen. And off days are so important to this team to be able to reset the bullpen. And what worries me is a potential for less off days because they're trying to fit more games into a shorter amount of time. I mean, Aaron Boone the other day was talking about the fact that folks in Major League Baseball are talking about extending the season and maybe doing neutral site games in the playoffs where they can get in warm weather cities or get into domes, you know, to be able to get 162 in. I don't think that's going to happen, but clearly it means a lot to baseball, and baseball probably more than any other sport, where the statistics and the history mean so much to the sport. They're going to do what they can to get as many games in. And if that means less off days, that would concern me, because I think the Brewers need those off days as much as any team in baseball to be able to reset their pitching.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't think about the off days in that scenario where they would, you know, I think the union would stand strong and say that you can't play more than, you know, 20 days in a row, but that's a lot. That happened very rarely last year, if at all. I think the Brewers had 18 days in a row as a max. And, you know, they were feeling it. They go into slumps when that sort of thing happens, to your point. So that would scare me. What do you think about extending the season? I told you my opinion. I just think it's a bad idea. I don't think baseball in November anywhere is a good idea. You know, I just don't like it.
I'd be okay extending maybe a couple weeks. You know, you go back to, we were talking about 9/11 a moment ago. The season stopped for a week and everything was extended by 1 week. I think you could push another week further, and there was November baseball that year. I think you could push another week, but you're asking for it because you're in some of these cities where you don't have a roof on top, and there might be snow coming down, and you're absolutely asking for it. But if you're getting into mid to late November, at that point, I think it becomes an issue. So no matter when they start the season, I think I wouldn't want to see the season stretched out any more than I put 2 weeks as my number.
Yeah, of course, this will be the year the Twins go to the World Series again, right? You get that with the Minneapolis in November, that would not be good. Yeah, so I don't know. I will have to see. It'll be, again, just really kind of fascinating. Again, I get we're in the midst of not – it's serious times, so it's a diversion here. We're talking about sports, but – it is a fascinating thing to see how they're going to adjust. I mean, I guess I was saying, and then partly this is my personal opinion too. I just have always felt that most sports, professional sports, their seasons are way too long. I include baseball in that category. I know it's never going to change. Maybe 154 they'll cut back to like it was up until 1968. But other than that, you know, it's not going to go any shorter. But I would just be thrilled personally to watch a 100-game season, just to see it, the intensity, the meaning for each and every game ramped up that much. And I get baseball does not want to see that, because particularly the Brewers are going to lose a ton of money if that's the case. But given the circumstances, I just would be thoroughly entertained to watch impactful games that, and just, you know, far more importance, I think, when you trim so much of the season off the way that looks like is going to happen here. What do you think about that? Would you be excited to see a shortened season?
I wouldn't be excited about it. I think it's I would rather see that than playing late into November, and we're in a situation right now that we've never really been in before, so trying to force a 162 game season. But Ben, to be honest with you, one of the things I love about baseball is nobody can fake it.
Yeah.
And a 162-game schedule proves that. Go back every year for however many years and look at the standings at the All-Star break and look at what happens. And, yeah, can things probably get figured out in 100 games? 100 games is still a lot of baseball. I'm not trying to say it's not. But I love the fact that with baseball, it's the best teams that win, and it's a marathon, and it's not just a team that gets out to a hot start that happens to get into the postseason. So, no, that I like the 162-game season. I like there being baseball just about every day from the beginning of April to into September and October. I like that. So, no, I wouldn't be excited about a shortened season. But, again, look at the scenario that we're in right now. Yeah. If they try to force 162 games on us, doing wacky things and neutral sites and playing into November or December, like that, I don't want anything to do with that. I'd much rather the 100 game season.
Well, here's the other thing I'm fascinated about with the way this is all going to play out: baseball and the NBA. Heck, even maybe the you know, football, if it goes that far. You know, nobody's talking about that right now, but who knows with this thing. I just think it's fascinating to try and see, you know, what will happen initially when they decide to start playing again. is it possible that they will play to empty ballparks, empty stadiums, you know, arenas in the NBA? I still think it might be, given, you know, if they feel like the virus is not any longer a big threat to these athletes, you know, who are in great physical shape and, you know, it's on the tail end, but they're not ready to let 50,000 people congregate. But maybe, you know, it's not as we're not, you know, under the strict rules we are now. I still don't think they'd rule that out because there'd be a huge television audience for it because people are, you know, still quasi-quarantined. I just think, you know, and again, nobody's talking about it, but I think that still could be a possibility. It would be bizarre, but wouldn't you choose to do that if you're these leagues because there is so much TV money at stake?
Yeah, I think that's a very legitimate possibility. I've thought that for a while. I thought unless they do some sort of extended spring training, which, you know, they're going to try to push that through really quickly, that might make the most sense. Once you get to a point where you feel like you can get these guys back practicing together and then all of a sudden, you know, get guys being able to travel together, that's still probably going to be before you want people congregating together. And for baseball, you want to get the season going. I was just talking, you know, they want to play as many games as they possibly can. So there is pressure to potentially start the season without fans. I think it's better than a 50% chance that one of these leagues, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL, you know, NASCAR, MMA, like anything that's going on right now, I think there's a very good chance that some of these leagues are going to come back without fans.
Yeah, I would think so too, because again, you've got a little bit more of a captive audience and a thirst for it. Once you take something away from fans for an extended period of time, again, we haven't seen this really ever, there's going to be just a clamoring for it once it's back on TV, I would think. I know I'll be glued to my TV whenever the NBA comes back. I'll be, you know, dying to see what the Bucks can do. And the same thing with the Brewers. I'll be so excited to get it started if it's Memorial Day weekend, for instance, and maybe it means a month without fans. Who knows? Yet to be determined, but it's going to be really interesting to watch that. I'll kind of get you out of here on an off-the-wall question. As I'm just thinking about it, as we play this out, do you feel like, you know, the strategy that comes into play with how the Brewers and other teams do spring training or summer training or whatever it's going to be called, you know, I've heard, you know, anything's on the table, I would imagine, what they could congregate and get back as part of the Cactus League. Probably not, though. I'm thinking it'd be more regional, like they would train in Milwaukee for 2 or 3 weeks. And maybe have some exhibitions against some of the regional teams. Is there going to be some different strategies, you think, for different clubs as far as how to get their teams best ready once this thing can get back going?
Yeah, there's got to be, right? Like, there's a reason that they hire strength coaches and why they have every department that they look at. I'm not an expert to speak on that, but I guarantee you that all the folks in there that are part of these organizations that focus on how the human body works, they're going to be working with the baseball department and, you know, baseball operations on how do you supercharge a spring training period to get ready in 1 week, to get ready in 2 weeks, to not know what guys are going to look like when they arrive in Milwaukee. And I agree with you. I think they're done in Arizona. If they're going to continue to train and work out, I think it is going to be done at Miller Park. Now, how does that involve minor leaguers? Again, that's another road that we could go down. That is, who knows what's going to happen in that realm of baseball for this season. But yeah, absolutely. I think teams are going to try to – every team is trying to find any advantage that they can get. The Houston Astros proved that. And they cheated to do it. And I'm not saying teams are going to cheat, but every team is filled with people inside of their front office that they are trying to find any advantage they can get. So when all of a sudden you've got 1 week to get ready or you've got a week and a half to get ready and you're going to play two random exhibition games before the season actually gets started, but you're going to start the season with 35 guys and they're going to be looking at this and saying, how can we use this to our advantage? And maybe it's going to make baseball look funky. The Brewers have been pretty good at making baseball look funky here over the last couple of years, and there's some people who don't like it so much. But if there is an advantage to be had, I do think teams like the Brewers, like the Tampa Bay Rays, other teams like that are better equipped than your more conventional teams at trying to find the advantages that might be sitting there for you.
Yeah, and again, if it's a shortened season, I mean, you know, a little bit of an advantage there. Maybe you get a few more wins than where you should be from an analytics standpoint, and the Brewers have already been good at that. So it'll be. I'm fascinated to. I'm welcoming the diversion when it comes. Hopefully we can get through this as a country and as a society, and then welcome that diversion in whatever form it comes. I'll look forward to it. Matt, great to talk to you. Thanks. And stay healthy and stay occupied. I don't know if you're binge watching or what you're doing, but hang in there.
Yeah, we're not in the same room right now. We are social distancing. We are doing everything that they're telling us to do here at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah, we're pro CDC. I don't know. We're rooting for the team, absolutely. So thanks again, Matt. Appreciate it.
You bet.
And again, you can find Matt Pauley's work at WTMJ Radio. He's got the pregame show. He's got the postgame show. When they have games, also on the weekly podcast, Brewers Extra Innings, where I've been a guest, but he's got a lot of other good people, much more qualified people, let's say, to be guests on that podcast. So check him out weekly on any major podcast platform, and appreciate his time, of course, the last two podcasts here on Lockdown Brewers. We'll dive into some other NL Central teams, do some crossovers in the coming week or so, maybe 2 weeks, and try and get you some other interviews as well as we figure out what to do during this no baseball time period that certainly looks to be lasting longer and longer. But we'll figure it out. Also, check on Lockdown MLB with Sully each and every day. He's got team previews going on right now. Totally worth checking out. So subscribe there. Again, all the major podcast platforms. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon when we deliver your daily Brewers fix right here on Lockdown Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.